Leader. But Joseph Hawill, good to meet you. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Virginia. It's a pleasure to be here.
So take us through which suburbs make up the city of Hume.
26 suburbs.
Oh, name them all. Go on.
I'll try my best. We start from about 15 kilometres north of the CBD in Jacana, going through Broadmeadows, Meadow Heights, Dallas, Coolaroo, Campbellfield, Roxburgh Park,
yep.
As we head further north, and then into Craigieburn, Mickleham, and Kalkallo in our growth areas. To the west, of course, Sunbury, Buller, Oaklands Junction. We do take in parts of Fawkner, Keilor as well, and some parts of Diggers Rest.
Really, that should be about two or three councils, don't you reckon? I mean, it is enormous.
We certainly are an amalgamation of three councils. It
happened
about 20 years ago.
That's right,
yes. So we are certainly a very big and growing community.
It must be almost impossible then to meet the demands of such a big, growing and diverse community. I mean, at any council, you'd be starting from the back foot.
250,000 residents expected to grow to 370,000 within 20 years. That's the scale of growth we're talking about. We have Mickleham, one of the suburbs in the north, reported to be the fastest growing suburb in Australia. 3,500 people added last year alone. And when you compare that to some regional councils, rural councils that may have 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 residents, you get a picture of just what is being created in Melbourne's north.
You've been at council for two elections, is that right, two terms?
Second term now.
Yeah, okay, but first time mayor.
That's right.
Okay, when were you elected mayor?
November last year.
Oh, right, so is it fair to call you a junior mayor, a newbie mayor?
You could sure call me that. Some people in the community may very well call me that, but I've certainly enjoyed the first 4 years on council and doing the best in the second year now.
Why did you want to do this?
It's about serving the community. I think that although there is some scepticism about people in politics, you'll find that really everyone who puts their name up initially doesn't do so simply for ambition. They do it to help people, and that's why I'm there.
You're a Labor mayor. Do you have political ambitions beyond local council?
I'm a member of the Labor Party. I was not an endorsed Labor candidate, effectively ran as an independent, but anyone in this business will always tell you that they're most interested in doing what the day-to-day is, and that's what I'm focused on now.
Yes, I know they always say that.
How good is that as an answer? Oh, so diplomatic and political.
No, political. It's a brilliant political answer. I just assume that anyone who goes into politics eventually wants to be Prime Minister. Is that a fair assumption?
No, I don't think so, Virginia. You'll find on our last council, we had a councillor who served for more than 20 years as a long-term councillor, and that's because although he had the skill, capacity, capability, I think, to be a parliamentarian, it was really about serving his local community at the grassroots level, and many, many people do that year in, year out.
So the big challenges you have then, you face, if you're in this enormous growth corridor, which you are, and you particularly mentioned Mickleham and other places besides, is to get the infrastructure support that you would need from a state government in order to service your community. Are you getting that?
Look, there is incredible amounts of infrastructure going in as part of what are called precinct structure plans, but we could always do it with much more. I think an area...
Where are the gaps right now?
An area of great concern for the community is arterial roads infrastructure. Mm. So where we look at the north, we think about Mickleham Road, Somerton Road, Craigieburn Road, Mount Ridley and Donnybrook Roads in the growth areas. And these are, aside from Craigieburn Road, areas where there has been no commitment for duplication from the state government. And to give... people a picture of what we're talking about. A road like Mickleham, built for 4,000 or 5,000 cars a day, is now taking up to 30,000 vehicle movements a day. That is the scale of the growth. And so we'd certainly like a state government to come to the party with duplication money.
How hard hit has your budget been by COVID-19? Are you in the black as a council?
We certainly are. I think we're one of the few councils in Australia that is debt-free. We have absolutely no debt and a strong surplus, and that's as a result of the growth. But that allows us then to invest in other projects in the community. So although COVID has had a very big impact on jobs and the community, we're very lucky to be in a strong financial position.
Did you do anything in relation to rates during COVID-19? Did you freeze rates or reduce them?
We did not reduce rates, but we did provide a rate rebate to residents. Rates are capped under the state government's Fair Go rate system,
sure.
That's what they call it.
Yep.
Although we did provide numerous thousands of deferrals for residents, easy payment options, and they were, I think, very well received by ratepayers.
Let's get some of the questions. 1300 222 774. We've got a lot of people on the line already, which is great. You can hear through those headphones?
I can.
Excellent. This has come up, though, on our Facebook page. We always ask for questions before the mayor's come in. I could ask you this question 25 times over. Do you think you know what it is? Can you guess what it might be? What's the most asked question going to be, Mayor?
I have social media as well. I have a sneaking suspicion it may be about a proposal in Buller.
Might it be about toxic soil?
Yes, I think it is.
All right, here we go. Why is Hume Council ignoring the pleas of its residents regarding the dumping of soil contaminated with toxic PFAS within metres of our community? Why have so many new housing developments been approved right next to waste processing facilities? And why has the council not questioned the multiple redactions in EPA reports and the fact that legislation was created to allow the destruction of records regarding the transfer of soil? Let's go to the last first. Is council acting deliberately and secretly in order to keep important information from the public?
Oh, absolutely not. And I'm glad in some ways that the question has been raised, because it's important to be as open and transparent as possible, and I intend to do that in answering the questions. The fact is that with regard to the Buller proposal, and it is a proposal at this stage, council is not a decision maker. And I think there may have been something lost along the way in communication, perhaps on council's part, to be fair, with the community. We're not a decision maker. The EPA is a decision maker on the transfer and treatment storage of spoil from the Westgate Tunnel project, and then the planning decision maker is in fact the planning minister in the state government. But I certainly understand the concerns of the community, and I share them.
Do you want that soil there as mayor?
Absolutely not, and I'm happy to say that loud and clear. Hume City Council is completely 100% opposed to the treatment of spoil from Westgate Tunnel in Buller at that facility.
Well, the pincer movement you describe, being squeezed between what the EPA says and doesn't say and the state government's own decision, is quite accurate. What can you do then? What influence do you have, and how are you going to use it?
Well, our role is to support the community in opposing it. I'm surprised, I must say, by voices in the community that seem by this point not to have seen Council's strong position to date. When we put in a submission last September to the Planning Scheme Amendment application, that is to the Planning Minister, it was one of the most comprehensive and hard-hitting reports I've ever seen, produced by a top law firm, 100 pages in length, completely opposing every element of the proposal there. We are completely opposed to it. And I would add, Virginia, as well, that the proposal to treat spoil from Westgate Tunnel project covers three areas: Bacchus Marsh, Ravenhall and Buller.
Yes.
Buller is the only one that has not received planning approval, as in a planning scheme amendment from the state government. So although the environmental management plan has been approved by the EPA, it is the one of three that is yet to receive a planning scheme amendment from the minister.
And what do you take that to mean?
Well, I read into that there may be pending questions from the state government's perspective. If they've gone ahead and approved the other two and not this one, I hope that they're reconsidering their options. But
that maybe they have problems with it in the same way as you and your residents do.
We have major problems with it. The fact is that there is a precinct structure plan for South Sunbury opposite the facility itself. Thousands of houses are going in over the coming years.
It's got to go somewhere, and of course every council area is going to say, not mine.
That's right, and I think that's probably the predicament that the state government is in.
Let's take some questions, though. On line four, I've got Tim in Sunbury. Hi, Tim.
Oh, hi. Look, I don't want the toxic soil dumped at Sunbury either, but whether or not that goes ahead, the existing tip, the Buller tip, which is on the major approach to Sunbury, it's an embarrassment as it is now. It's an embarrassment for the size of it. It's an embarrassment for the smell. It's an embarrassment for the number of trucks that come along that road. I want to know what the council's position on that is.
Okay, go ahead, Mayor.
Yeah, I mean, I'd share that perspective, Tim. It is unsightly. You see the big mountain as you drive along Sunbury Road and into the community. That is a site that is a privately owned facility, privately run facility.
Privately run facilities, though, have to abide by regulations, of course.
That's right. And my understanding is that the operators of that facility are currently attempting to remediate previous actions that had resulted in difficulties on the site. And so our role is to ensure that they're meeting their planning arrangements, and if there is a need for us to work more closely with them to ensure that's happening, then we'll certainly do that. But I agree, it is quite unsightly, and my understanding is that they're making good headway in clearing up the site as it is.
So the council is actually, excuse me, putting pressure on the private operators to do that?
Council officers are engaging with them and others all the time in terms of meeting their obligations.
Susan in Glenroy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, I'm just ringing regarding, like you're saying about all the housing development going on in the further northern end of the council,
yes.
But I live in the southern end and I have to commute through Chicana and Broadmeadows on a daily basis, and my daughter has to commute from Pascavel Road from the beginning to the end of it.
Yeah.
And the traffic at school time is absolutely horrific, like it's bumper to bumper, for about an hour and a half in both directions, 2 hours even, for both directions on Blair Street is particularly affected. And I noticed that you've approved this massive housing development at Kingsley, which takes up the entirety of Blair Street down to Broadmeadow Station, but you've done nothing about widening the thoroughfares.
Well, I think the Mayor was actually making that point about road duplication, but what about your responsibility as council?
Arterial roads are a state government responsibility, including Pascoe Vale Road. I drive down it every day, so I certainly...
These are all arterials? These are all state government, though?
Blair Street is not. That is a council,
right.
That is a council road, a council responsibility.
So
and there
what will
you
be do about
that one? There will be upgrades around that new housing estate called Kingsley in that location. But our caller is right. There are significant challenges, not only for the growth areas, but for the south of the city as well. And anything we can do to try and free up some of that congestion, we'll certainly have a look at.
Joy in Greenvale, good morning.
Good morning, Virginia. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
I want to ask you about the planting of trees. Greenvale is a lovely area. It has been a lovely area. I've lived here for many years now. And originally was fairly well planted, but nothing seems to get replaced. A lot of the trees now, my neighbours in the area are complaining about there's something wrong with the trees, and so the workers come out and they cut them down and don't replace them. I rang the council about this matter late last year, October, November.
Yeah.
And I was told, yes, I'll put that on the list and make sure that your street is on the list, and I haven't seen a damn thing yet.
All right, well, let's talk to the mayor about the replanting process.
Well, I actually also live in Greenvale myself, so it is a beautiful area, and I'd like to see as many trees as possible.
Well, you're the guys in charge of it.
We're actually planting hundreds of thousands of trees and renewing it in our program every year. With regard to the specific location, happy to take that offline and look at what's happening in the street itself. Very often, in fact, people are writing, one of the biggest Virginia complaints I get or emails is about removing trees as opposed to putting them in, and I always find that it's very difficult to balance expectations in the community, but more trees, the better.
Yeah, and some old trees do actually have to be removed, even though it pains people to do it. We'll get you in once we've talked to all the other mayors. We'll do a cycle and then we'll come back around again. When we have you back in here, Joseph Hawil, tell me one thing that you would like to have achieved between this conversation and our next.
I'd love to get a commitment from the state government on urban housing and social housing renewal in the south of the city in Broadmeadows. We have parts of Broadmeadows that are 75% public housing, and as yet the state government hasn't come to the party about a specific project redevelopment in its big housing build. So I'd like to get that across the line, and maybe we can talk about that next time.
That would be great to talk about. Good to meet you, Joseph. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having
me. Joseph Hawil, who's the Mayor of Hume City Council. Up next, the